Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. If anyone claims I am living in the light but hates a fellow believer, that person is still living in darkness. Anyone who loves a fellow believer is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble. The letters in the New Testament give us a great insight into the life of the early church. These were exciting years, but it's clear that enormous struggles were going on. There were people teaching heresy and making great claims about themselves, yet their lives showed that they were a sham. There were the Gnostics, who claimed to have discovered deep mysteries and to have encountered the light, but their lives told a completely different story. So John set out some very clear guidelines to help the believers understand who was truly living for God and who wasn't. The key test was love. If someone showed true love for their fellow believers, you could be sure that they were living in the light. But those who were showing hatred towards others were walking in the darkness. Let's be clear that even in a church, it isn't easy to love other people all the time. It might be relatively easy to love our Christian brothers and sisters within the confines of a service of worship, but when you work hard alongside them, it can be a very different story. The truth is that we all see things somewhat differently from one another. We choose to do things at different speeds. Some are cautious and careful in their approach, and others are eager to launch into bold, new, daring initiatives. Some feel that evangelism should be the church's priority, and others feel deeply committed to social action. Some love to sing the latest worship songs, and others are much happier with the old hymns. Some are thrilled with their church leaders, and others think that they leave a lot to be desired. I could go on. The point is, churches are filled with a wide variety of people with a wide variety of views. Loving everyone isn't always easy, but this is God's way, and it's the only way to live in the light. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for our Christian brothers and sisters. Please fill us with your love for everyone, and especially those we find most difficult to love. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know. You can hear it on Premier Christian Radio or Premier Praise every morning, or on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.